FAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. This is, if you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And today's a birthday of mine, so to speak, believe it or not. Today is the first day of my 11th year doing this. So I've done this now 10 years, and I gave Perry Wally condolences for having to put up with me for so long. he accepted it with a few stitches, I think. What the heck. But on with our show. Can't wait for the next few years anyway, and see what we discover together. That's Fairbanks. Anyway, in the studio with me is a person I've known a lot longer than 10 years. Ivy Hollenreich, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Today is the first Monday of the month, which means?
It's Ask a Nurse.
That's right. So, gave you a homework assignment last time.
You did.
And what did you discover?
Well, you asked me to talk about Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So, I did some review. I went to the Mayo Clinic site and kind of just updated some of my knowledge, as since I've spent so much of my last career on cardiology, it's like kind of update my knowledge on Alzheimer's. And it was kind of interesting. Alzheimer's is actually one of 9 most common dementia disorders. It's the most common, and it roughly is about 60 to 80% of the dementia cases are actually diagnosed as a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. But there's 9 other different dementia disorders that are less common but are a different diagnosis.
Okay.
So basically, there isn't a cure, but there are things we can do to potentially reduce developing it and slow the progression. The causes, they don't fully understand. But essentially, it is a disorder of some proteins in the brain that start to lose connection, disconnect. Mm-hmm. And then those proteins are supposed to talk to the neurons. And when the neurons aren't getting the signals, they tend to die. And so that's kind of what happens in the brain shrinks, is the simplified medical process of it. They used to only be able to diagnose it historically with the autopsy and look at the brain cells, and they found a definite disorder of those brain cells, those neurons, to help them diagnose it. But now they have some other, they have other ways to help diagnose it. So I guess we could start with, well, what do you want to start with? You want risk factors, or what would you like to start with?
Healthcare factors. Yeah.
So,
you know, I'm of the age where some friends of mine, their loved ones or significant others, their parents, have Alzheimer's or other dementia items. And how do they go about caring?
Yes. It's an incredible process. So basically, there are some things to be done. First of all, is getting diagnosed with it. If you're feeling like things are changing, you're having some memory issues.
Hold it. I'm going to be facetious here. The Dallas Cowboys won this weekend. I have a memory issue. I don't know when they've been so good. Is that dementia or this being dumb?
I'm going to not comment on that one.
Okay.
Basically, we all start to lose a little bit memory issues as we age. It's a kind of a normal process. But if we feel like this is getting more advanced, if we feel like we're missing more memories that we normally would, or having processes, difficulty carrying on conversations or remembering where we put things. If you feel concerned that it's getting to a higher level, then it's probably a good time to seek out a medical evaluation. If you see someone that you love is going through that, they may not recognize it initially, and then it's you know, helping them and encourage them to just go get it checked out. You could go have a medical neurological examination. And there are some testing they can do to help diagnose it. And I'd like to talk about a little about that, but and then we can back up, maybe just talk about some of the causes and prevention. That's probably a better way to go about it. But for diagnosing, the biometric tests include a PET scan, positive electron transmission imaging scan, and it's a low-level radioactive tracer. It's injected into the blood to reveal particular features of the brain. And so that's a very good method of testing. We don't have a PET scan in town, and on that note, we're working very diligently to get one for Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Jeff Cook has been spearheading that fundraiser. The goal is $6 million to get this. The goal for us to raise in Fairbanks is $3 million to then incite corporate sponsorship and other avenues of money for the second $3 million. And I believe at the last thing that I noted when Jeff posted was we were at 2.75 or so, close to that, of the $3 million that we need to raise. Now, and just on a side note, the PET scan is really effective, and I don't mean to take a side note, but this is really important because Fairbanks is my home, and I want to have the best of care here and the best of care for our community. The PET scan is also incredibly helpful in diagnosing cancer, levels of cancer, and cardiac issues, as well as brain issues. So it helps to diagnose Parkinson, Alzheimer's, and there's one more thing with the brain. And then for the heart, is cardiac anomalies. And then with cancer, it's the stages of the cancer and if the treatments are working. So it's a hugely valuable diagnostic tool that we're hoping to achieve for Fairbanks and serve our community with that. Other diagnostic processes is your physical and neurological exam by your provider. They can do, there's a memory test that they can engage in, and they can also get the physiological test is looking at reflexes and different types of physical issues. There's also some labs that help, and the labs primarily rule out other disorders that might be masking. It could be thyroid disorders or vitamin deficiencies that can cause memory issues, and so you want to rule out other issues as well as during the scans, MRI or CT, that can also rule out a stroke or other brain issues, non-Alzheimer's issues. So those are kind of rule out. So those are kind of a brief overview of some of the diagnostic tools to help diagnose it. So risk factors. So those of us that are concerned, I know I'm kind of concerned. I've got some family members, my aunts and uncles, and my grandmother had it. And so it's just kind of, what's in store for me? And risk factors for genetics, there is a small potential for with the risk factor genetics. It's usually first degree relative, a parent or a sibling. But other things like age is probably the most prominent risk factor. The older we get, the higher the risk. You know, at 65, we start developing some. At 70, 75, 80, each decade, each 5 years, it's kind of increases that risk of it developing. But lifestyle and nutrition and other disease processes are also involved in those risk factors. And so that is, there's a lot we can do to help prevent the potential and maximize our health and minimize our risk for not only Alzheimer's, but heart disease and a lot of other comorbidities as we age. So they talked about Down syndrome, and it puts you at a higher risk. Female at birth puts you at a higher risk as being a female. Mild cognitive impairment. So someone who's already got some cognitive issues can be a little bit more at risk for it. Traumatic brain injury can put you at a lot higher risk for it, especially if there's been repeated or severe TBIs that can put you at more at risk.
Okay.
Air pollution. They talked about, at the Mayo site, they talked about car exhaust and wood smoke can put you at higher risk. Heavy alcohol use puts you more at risk. Poor sleep patterns. You're not regenerating and not, during our sleep cycles when we heal and we regenerate. And, and then our lifestyle and our heart health. So heart lifestyle is how we're eating, what's our nutrition, how active we are, what are we doing. And then our heart health. They found a strong correlation, whether it's directly or indirectly, with poor heart health. You know, poorly managed diabetes, lack of exercise, obesity, smoking, hypertension, and elevated cholesterol, specifically high LDL. That's the bad cholesterol, the low-density lipoprotein that is the one that's believed to cause the plaque formation in the arteries. So all of those can increase your risk for being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Hang on, turn my pages. Got myself a few notes here. You know, another interesting thing is hearing loss and vision loss that's not treated. They found a higher propensity with those with hearing loss and vision loss untreated with Alzheimer's.
You're not stimulating your brain with your hearing.
Exactly. That would be. They didn't spell it out, but that would be my assimilation as well. So, very interesting.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to the KFAR Radio. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me. We're talking about, well, it's Ask a Nurse Day, first Monday of the month, and she's bringing up a background on Alzheimer's. She did her homework. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Happy holidays from everyone at the Spur and Tony Sports Bar. Whether you're two-stepping under the mistletoe or raising a glass with friends, they're grateful to celebrate the season with you. From everyone at the Spur and Tony Sports Bar, cheers to a joyful holiday and an even better new year.
As the northern lights shine over our Alaska winter, may his light shine in your home. Cheryl Markwood and Jamie Harris here at Markwood Realty, your full-service property management team, wishing you a warm, Merry Christmas and blessings in this new year.
Comfortable, friendly, professional, and yes, affordable. Those are just some of the words locals use to describe the service they receive from the folks at Affordable Dental Care. Let's face it, nobody loves going to the dentist, but the staff at Affordable Dental Care go above and beyond to make sure you and your entire family's dental experience is an easy one, using the latest technology and procedures with your comfort and care in mind and at a price that your family can afford. That's Affordable Dental Care on 14th Avenue just off Airport Way. Affordable Dental Care.
RSF and the Woodway are proud to present the Keystone Alaska Wood Fireplace. The Alaska DEC approved Opal Plus Keystone Alaska is the result of fine craftsmanship inspired by versatility and built on more than 30 years of proven performance with high efficiency wood burning fireplaces. The Keystone is perfect for adding modern sophistication to your home and practicality for heating spaces over 2,000 square feet with catalytic technology. RSF, built on quality, innovation, and originality. Class with comfort, the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
This Christmas, skip the toys, electronics, and gift cards. Instead, give a goat. Yep, some fresh produce, winter gear, or art supplies. At the Light the World Giving Machine, the vending machine that dispenses hope. It's a chance to help those in need locally and around the world. With the push of a button, you select which charity 100% of your donation goes to. The Light the World Giving Machine will be at the Santa Claus House November 19th through December 10th. Follow them on Facebook or Instagram. Light the World Giving Machine North Pole. Brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Weather brought to you by CNR Pipe, Alaska's largest metal supplier. Proudly supporting the oil and gas industry since 1992. CNR Pipe, proudly Alaskan.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 3 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for snow. High of 18. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Chance for snow 10 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in here, Ask a Nurse Monday, first Monday of the month. And you were a nurse, what, 39, 40 years?
40 years. Yes. Loved every moment of it. I feel blessed that I had a career that I loved.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's been a wonderful journey. And it was a wonderful journey being able to come back home and be a nurse in my hometown as I was born and raised here. So
there you go.
It was very rewarding. Sometimes difficult because it was because I knew so many people or their kids or their parents or...
Sometimes that's not easy seeing the pain that they go through.
Exactly. And it gets to your heart a lot deeper, yeah. You know, so
you know this person.
Yeah. I mean, I was blessed with taking care of my kindergarten teacher, my principal, former principals, so many people in the community.
Yeah.
Who
was your kindergarten teacher?
Mrs. Reisland.
Okay.
Edie Reisland.
Mine, she started out as Miss White. Then she got married, and I don't remember the name after that. It was Mrs. something, but it was Miss White at Denali. And we had the early kindergarten class.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I've been pretty blessed with my career.
You go up the steps, and we're the first classroom on the left. And my buddy Jeffrey Heilman, who lived four houses down from me, he was a second class on the left.
Yeah, that was an interesting time because I asked her, how do you remember me? Come on, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that was the year not long after my mom had died. So the whole community, we had eight kids without a mom, and mm-hmm. the whole community knew of us. So that's what she said. She was worried about me.
Dick Tracy phone there.
Yeah, sorry. My watch phone went off. I silenced my phone in my pocket, but my watch phone was going off, so apologize.
But that's how she remembered you. Eight kids, and there you were in the class.
Yeah, and I didn't talk much.
So you were.
I didn't. Yeah, I was really quiet.
I cannot express that same aspect of personality.
So, by the way, good morning and hello, Emily.
Oh,
thanks
yes.
for being a fan. All right, so Alzheimer's. So I guess what I wanted to talk about next was prevention. Prevention's really a strong thing for me. It's a very high motivator for me because what we do for prevention is often will prevent many disorders or reduce the risk of many disorders. So the first is regular exercise, and that's they've talked about prevention. Alzheimer's is regular exercise, and what else is that? Regular exercise helps reduce your heart risk. It helps reduce your diabetes risk, improves your cholesterol. It helps with your joints when you're not exercising. You tend to have more weight on, and then it puts more stress on your joints, your hips, your back, your knee pain. And then you move less because it hurts, and then you gain more.
You know, I'm trying to create a regimen where I do Tai Chi every morning, and I'm pretty focused on that now. And it's 15 to 20 minutes, but when I'm done, you just feel so much better.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not a rigorous workout. It's a stretching. You know, following a choreographed routine from a master on YouTube.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but the exercise with what it does for you.
It's a combination. It's one with things like Tai Chi are so good for resetting your body, remaining flexible. Mm-hmm. The more flexible you are, the more stretchings we do, the more flexible we are, and the less likely to injure as we age because all our muscles and joints, ligaments, everything tightens up because we don't move as much. So, and then you're looking at resistance exercise is going to be important to maintain your muscle mass, and maintaining your muscle mass will maintain your bone strength. And then you're looking at aerobic exercise, and that's going to help increase your cardiac function and your heart health. So it's kind of a combination of all, improves your oxygenation. And so the whole gamut is it's just finding a way to make it a part of your life. It doesn't have to be extremely aggressive and painful to you, finding something that's a moderate level. And some days you might do a light level, but you're getting up there and doing it. So that's honestly for health, that's one of the biggest focuses is trying to stay active and exercise. So that's number one, I would say. The other is trying to eat a healthy diet. So you want to have a diet rich in fresh produce, healthy oils, foods low in saturated fat and trans fat. Saturated fat you're going to find in your animal products, and trans fat is the fat that you're finding in your processed oils primarily, and some of your oil products and stuff. It'll be called trans fat. So the Mediterranean diet is a good option, kind of focusing on that. That's a diet that's plant-based foods, lots of fruits and vegetables and grains, fish, poultry, nuts, and olive oil kind of has the main focus. And mm-hmm. Again, I mentioned before, treating your hearing and vision loss, having regular checkups and treating that hearing and vision loss. And then manage those other comorbidities. If you have diabetes, poorly controlled diabetes can make you could use your kidneys, your eyes. It increases the risk of Alzheimer's, increases the risk of heart disease. So managing your diabetes is critically important for keeping your quality of life and health. Staying engaged mentally and socially. They talk a lot about staying active.
Yeah, seeing people,
engaging in social events, reading, dancing, playing board games, using your mind for doing things, arts, instruments, and just getting out, conversing with other people, and keeping that interactions is another area of risk factor reduction. Prevention and risk factor reduction.
Okay. What the heck? It seems like a hospitality industry is starting for the care of dementia patients, because when a person goes into a dementia state, they're of a elder age usually, and their partner in life does not have the wherewithal to care for them 24/7, 365, so to speak. So,
yes, that is really difficult, very complicated. I looked up the support services in Alaska. There's Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. They take care of the whole state of Alaska. And the Associate of Alaska Alzheimer's, they have a 24/7 helpline. And that's for caregivers to call, or just advice. Mm-hmm. Or caregivers that need help and support, because it is hard. It's not only taking care of your loved one, but your self-care, the care for the caregiver. There's also the Fairbanks Resource Agency, the Senior Support Services, and the Fairbanks Resource Center. So that the 24/7 helpline is 1-800-272-3900.
Could you give that again?
Yes, it's 1-800-272-3900. And then there's another free training and support program locally, and that number is 907-452-2277. And I'll repeat that, 907-452-2277. And that helps you as a caregiver get support, because it is very exhausting. You need a break. Caregivers have to make sure they're taking care of themselves as well.
True.
Getting a timeout, getting a rest, doing other social activities. And so there may be some support and help through some of these programs.
You know, it from the beginning to the end, we look at our health. We look at our health. Mm-hmm. You know, is there a baby coming out of the womb? And Dr. Ebar smacked me in the butt and said, David, let's get going, kid.
Let's hear them lungs.
what the heck? But, you know, it's Alzheimer's is one of those items of that people, no matter what, if they live a long life, they're going to see the casualties that happen. So doing your research and bringing this out is very good. Very good. As I said earlier, I'm looking at her notes, and I said, yeah, I would have cheated off of her in high school. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to have some Van Halen bumper music, some Fox News, some state news commercials and weather, and we'll be back after those messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey talking about the attack on two West Virginia National Guard service members in Washington, D.C. The governor paying tribute to 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom, who died from her injuries.
She's someone who's going to be remembered for a very, very long time, and she had her life tragically cut short by this terrible act of terrorism.
The other victim, a 24-year-old Andrew Wolf, remains in serious condition. According to the governor, though, is responsive. So a good update there. The White House restricting travel from Afghanistan after the shooting of the National Guard troops. Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The Trump administration issued a travel ban for 19 countries, including Afghanistan. Special immigrant visas, which is a legal pathway to get here, which we know many Afghans have utilized to come into the country.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports an Anchorage man already serving time in federal prison has been sentenced to an additional 20 years for leading a major drug trafficking operation that moved large quantities of dangerous drugs throughout Alaska. Rodney Goodwin, 51, received the sentence in federal court after pleading guilty to engaging in a continuing criminal enterprise. The new sentence will run consecutively to a separate 20-year federal sentence he received in 2023, leaving him facing nearly four decades in prison. According to court records, Goodwin organized and operated a drug trafficking network between April and December 2023, while he was already under indictment for another federal drug crime. Investigators said the organization imported and distributed more than 3.8 kilograms of fentanyl, 1.8 kilograms of methamphetamine, 1.6 kilograms of cocaine, and 1.3 kilograms of heroin across Alaska. Authorities also tied multiple firearms to the operation. Several co-defendants have pled guilty and are awaiting sentencing, while others face pending charges.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center, Interior Alaska's choice for state-of-the-art eye care. Find relief with the most advanced dry eye center in the interior. See clearly and be free of your reading glasses and contacts for good. Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center. Surgeons Dr. Laura Kearsley and Dr. Jason Crosby specialize in premium cataract surgery, LASIK laser vision correction, and treatment of eye disease. All insurance accepted. Schedule your consultation. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com. Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
One magical Christmas Eve. Be there when toys become real and dreams become adventure. The North Star Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Four performances in the Herring Auditorium, Saturday, December 6th at 2 and 8 p.m. and Sunday, the 7th at 1 and 4. See the holiday favorite, The Nutcracker. Visit online, northstarballet.org for information and to buy tickets, or visit the box office. December 6th and 7th, don't miss The Nutcracker.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Good morning, Fairbanks. I have Ivy Corella Hollenrake in the studio with me here. You know, I've done pretty good getting your next new name. I'm not good with name changes, and that's not because of Alzheimer's. It's because it's the way I've always been. I'm consistent.
Well, it was funny, just a side note, when I first got back here, I think, 93, I got back to Fairbanks, and I was working ICU, and there was a older patient would come. She came in and her lady friend was a moose versus vehicle, which was, she was in pretty bad shape. But she'd come in every day. She remembered me from the farm and selling chickens. And she worked with my dad at the post office way back in the day. And she'd come in and she's like, Corella, how's my girl today? You know, she's, it didn't matter what my name was at the time. It was always, what would your father think of you doing this or that or whatever. She was always, Corella, what's going on?
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrake, and your name is? Hello?
You are the business owner. Press 1 to speak to an authorized representative to ensure...
How about that for just customers in your- for 1-800
That's
trying to...
Funny.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, well. That happens. What's next on your itemization there?
Well, I covered most of my general topics, unless there's something someone has individual questions about. Basically, if you are of concern, there is some potential medications to help slow the progression, but that's definitely a conversation with your provider. We go in to get evaluated. There are some potential alternative medicines. Mayo, the research they said is it's not conclusive. Some studies look like it might help, and others not so conclusive. One was vitamin E, 2,000 international units a day.
It would seem like when you hit 50, you have to start concentrating on that mental health.
Yes. Well, and all your health, actually.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Of course, ask a nurse.
Yeah. Well, because you get to a point, if you, I know when we're younger, we sort of think we're bulletproof and, you know, and it
we
doesn't.
Weren't?
Yeah. No, no. We start to learn after 50 and after 60, maybe we weren't bulletproof and it starts catching up with us. And we can't keep doing the things that we did before because it definitely has a stronger impact. And because we're slowing down, then all of a sudden the weight comes on, we start developing other risk factors and other problems, getting high blood pressure and blah, blah, blah. It's kind of, it starts kind of catching up with us. And so we're kind of forced to start evaluating our lifestyles of what we're doing and the choices we're making.
Lifestyles of the rich and infamous.
Well, and if we don't, then things start to really advance.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's just, you know, my age. That's okay. You know, blood pressure goes up. You gain weight.
You know, we talked about earlier with my two parents, you know, both lived 83. Dad passed away with a heart attack. And mom, you know, which was his way of wanting to go. He had all of his facilities. He went before my mom. He went before any of his children were lost. He saw the new millennium. You know, he was fine with the way he went. That's the way he would want to go. Mom was the opposite way. Nurse, she was going to fight it tooth, fang, and claw the whole way, and that was her personality.
Wow.
And she did.
That's funny.
So, that's funny. But you know, you get to a specific age of 50, as I brought up, and again, don't do less, do more in social activity.
Yes.
Brain stimulation.
Yes.
Things like that. Don't be the couch potato. Are you associated with any groups that will have stimulating conversation?
Absolutely.
Things like that.
Yes.
Do you play games that stimulate your brain? Not just physical activity, but stimulating your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I lose at those games, but I still play them.
Yeah, but you still play.
Good. Yeah, so I owe a beer here or there.
Yeah. Which is great, and that is exactly it. It's just staying active. I think what I've seen with people that don't retire well, they don't really have a plan, and then they think, I've earned this, I get to just sit and do nothing because that's what I want to do because I've had to work all my life. But in those cases, we often see within a year or two, they're having significant medical problems. They end up coming with a heart attack. They have all sorts of stuff happening because they kind of shut down and quit doing the things that kept them going and helped us maintain their health. So healthy retirement, when you're looking at it, is planning ahead and thinking, what are you going to do? What's your plan? And are you someone who will still need to do something, another job, just to keep active? Or do you have other volunteering
mm-hmm.
or hobbies that are...
You know, like you said, like, you know, when you came in, I said, you've never been more busy in your life after you retired. And you said, yes, but I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah. I finally have time to do what I want to do.
Yes.
Yes. And on top of that list is spending time with family, having time with my grandkids before they're all grown up and off on their own and hard to catch up with. And
well, you can still spoil them.
Yeah, exactly.
And make them pay for your spoiling. You got to give me a hug.
And siblings, you know, I've not lost any siblings, thank the Lord and stuff, but mm-hmm. there's no guarantees, and it's just having time to spend some time with each of those siblings, and some quality time where I'm not in a rush, and I could just sit and listen and visit.
There
it's
you
pretty
go.
Cool.
Hmm. Exercise activity. Someone who's over 50, walking probably is a good start.
Absolutely. Starting with, if you aren't doing anything, start. Walking is a great way to first start, and just start at 5-10 minutes a day and get comfortable with it. Make it a habit.
Yeah. You know, I go through my medical history here. About 3 weeks ago, I blew a tire. I was on the treadmill at Planet Fitness, and I pulled my right hamstring. And about once every 2 or 3 years, I do it, you know, so... So I go in to see Dr. Acola. You know, you see him once a year and sometimes twice a year, depending on different formats. And so this is my second checkup of the year. Is this for, you know, got to go and see him for a prescription update or whatever you're doing. I'm fine. But he's asking me about my general health. And I tell him about, you know, I got a flat tire. I gained a few pounds since I haven't been on the treadmill. And so he starts giving me the once over on the hamstring and everything and telling me corrective ways to not pull it again. And I say, God, you know, I was only going a brisk walk about 3.7 miles an hour. And usually it's pulled when I'm running. And he looked at me and goes, okay, this is what you're going to do. You spend an hour on the treadmill. I go, yes, I do. He goes, okay. Spend an hour on the treadmill, but go 2.5 miles an hour. And try that for a month. Rebuild up your conditioning of your hamstring. And see how that works for you. And so I've been doing that. And what it does is when I'm done with the treadmill before, I'd be not wanting to do much more. But now after that hour, 2.5 miles, I go do other exercises. I'm on the rowing machine, you know, doing, you know, a couple thousand meters or, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. And so I feel a lot better slowing down because I can do more. What a thought.
That's great. And that is just like I've had patients come in and we helping my exercise physiologist kind of understand, well, we have to listen to how their response is. Mm-hmm. So, and ask them, how are you doing after your exercise? What do you do when you go home? Because some of them would be like, well, I just go home and sit the rest of the day. I'm exhausted. And I, you know, so is that the best plan? Maybe we need to slow it down.
Yeah.
Just like exactly what you said. And then they have energy for more activity and it actually stimulates that more activity. And the more, I'm going to say painful, quote unquote, the more uncomfortable or difficult you push yourself, for most of us, the less likely we're going to keep doing it because it's kind of miserable.
Exactly.
But when you realize you don't have to
give yourself pain and suffering.
Right. You don't have to push balls of the walls, if you will. You know, then it's not so bad and you don't mind going back to it and you don't feel miserable or exhausted.
Oh, I love the miserable and exhausted. Oh.
Well, and there are some that do really like that, but they've got that personality that they push themselves and they can do it.
Well, yeah, I've always pushed myself in many ways, but and I think that because I slowed down to 2.5 miles an hour for this month, I was able to do more things. So it's not like I slowed down. I just used a better thought process from Dr. Acola. Mm-hmm. He didn't say go do something after that. But all of a sudden I still had energy to expend.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So
And it's surprised more balanced
me.
Activity.
Yeah, like, holy cow, I can go do something else. I'm just going to go take a shower now, go home and have a beer.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges for most of us. Most of us don't like to exercise. I don't like to exercise. And this is so then I was thinking, well, how am I going to convince my patients to exercise if I don't want to? I had to learn how to do it for myself.
Yeah.
And that's how to make it successful. Most of us would be a start and stop. They go, oh, I better start exercising. And then they do something extreme. And then they're so miserable and sore afterwards that they don't get back to it. And then one excuse after another, and they don't get back to it. So it's finding what works for you.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Ivy Corella Hollenrake in the studio with me. It's Ask a Nurse, first Monday of each month. And we'll be back after these messages. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And you can call in about any health item or topic you want.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Kirk and Dana Krause and the entire staff of Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing wish you and your family all of the joy of the season. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all. From Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, the Bigfoot with the helping hand.
From the Northern Power Sports family to yours, Merry Christmas, Fairbanks. They're grateful for your support and excited to keep you riding this winter. The 858 Mountain Sled HCR and HCX are in stock. Arctic Cat and Northern Power Sports has something for every snow lover.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 5th Avenue.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 3 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Slight chance for snow today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 18, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me here. Now, Ivy, coming into Christmas presents, you have lots of grandkids. What have you gotten your grandkids for Christmas?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Oh, why not?
But I do have most of my Christmas shopping's done.
Well, what did you get some of them? Give hints.
Well, it depends on what they're interested in.
Say, grandkids in Eagle River, boys.
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh.
So sorry.
What, are you afraid they're listening?
So sorry. They might be. And hello to Brent, my son-in-law, who just texted me and said, hey, we're listening to you. You sound great. But yeah, no, I can't give away those secrets.
I'm pretty diabolical. I was thinking of you, Brent. So anyway, back to focusing on health. I think it's healthy to buy grandkids presents.
I think so, too.
If you were to go buy a present for a grandchild, where would you go?
All over the place.
Any specific locations?
No. He's trying to pull this out of me. No.
You sure?
It just depends on the grandchild.
What? Well, what sort of location on Amazon would you look at?
I have...
Just asking for a friend.
Yeah. All over the place.
Fairbanks, she's smiling, and she's not giving it up.
Nope.
She's pretty good. Oh, boy. Back to the diet for people going after 50 years old. Your calorie intake has to drop because you're not as lively or rambunctious as you used to be. And so, you know, what that big cheeseburger that was no problem gives you, food knocks you out.
Yes, that's it. And that's kind of the part that's unfair about aging is we have to move more and eat less. It's just, But yeah, it we do. We physically are not as active. Everything starts to slow down a little. And I like to tell my patients the best thing is try not to gain. Mm-hmm. It's hard to lose. It's so hard to lose. So if you aren't able to lose anywhere from where you're at, get active, move regularly, and weigh regularly and try not to gain. If you start seeing it inching up, ask yourself, what are you doing differently? Am I snacking more? We're eating out more, larger portions, going back for seconds, you know, what have I changed that I'm starting to gain? And just stay, and so I get on the scale every day, and it's not punitive. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, berate myself, but it's like I watch how I respond to foods, and if I see it starting to trend up, I start to reflect on what am I doing, because my big goal is not to gain. And again, it's very, very difficult. Most of us are not very successful in losing weight. So at least if we can stop gaining, because otherwise it's inevitable. If we do not make changes, we continue our life as we age, we will continue to gain weight, and then we'll develop other health problems from it. So we really have to accept that we're not bulletproof and start relooking at what we're doing.
I guess we're not bulletproof. Let's go back to Christmas presents. Say you're looking for a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, females, Christmas presents.
He's again trying to get some clues.
Where would you look at for that age group, females, 3 and 5, asking for a friend?
You have to know the kids and what their interest is. It's usually based on what they're interested in, especially at that age. They usually have pretty pronounced likes, whether it be certain types of games. Some of my grandkids, when they were little, really loved the Legos and stuff. And so knowing that that's great, it's great for their mind, their fingers, you know, creating and stuff. And so, or art, some of them are doing the art. So that's kind of young, what you're talking about. But they're looking at the different arts and talents and helping them explore.
So let's take that and say, okay, I have someone who's a senior, say 70. What should I get them as a present at Christmas that could help stimulate mental activity? What could I do? Could I get them a health club membership? Or
again, you got to know that person and what they're more likely to engage in and do. Whether it be maybe they would like to get moving, but they can't afford the membership, or they like going to Barnes & Noble and look at the books and stuff. So, you know, a gift card to Barnes & Noble or some of these games that are fun to play, and then encourage them to interact and play some of those games. We've been playing Rummy Cube lately, and that's really uses your brain and challenges you some, you know, and finding different games that are challenging. It just depends on the person and what you might spark their interest.
Okay. Everyone's different.
You still got to figure it out yourself, David. Sorry, I'm not giving you the answer.
Yeah. You're a hard nut to crack there, Ms. Hollenrich. But I'm going to keep trying. I got you first Monday of every month. You know, it's the consistent pressure. I'll have you you know, not break, but maybe crack a little bit. So we're coming up on Christmas. What are your plans?
Family time.
Good.
Good family time. Yeah.
Good family time is good mental health time.
It is. It is. You know, and sometimes there's stresses in the family. I always grew up, I guess growing up, because we lost our mom when we were young, and praise God, we had a wonderful stepmother that came in and helped raise us. But I think in that loss with the eight kids, we learned to really appreciate our family, our siblings. We had to rely a lot on each other and help mm-hmm. each other through a lot of different ways. And so family connections are so important. And I know sometimes there's personalities or there's arguments that get in the way. And I try to encourage us to be the better person and open your heart and...
There you go.
Make that connection.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrake, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Yes, Dave, you're so persistent in asking, you know, what, where to go or what to do for little kids for Christmas, and I thought, well, I'll tell you what to do. Go to Santa Claus' house and buy a book about the dinosaurs in Alaska, because that's exactly what I did. Actually, I bought it for myself, but it's written.
You little kid, you. Yeah.
And it's very interesting, very well illustrated. And that's one thing. If you don't want to go all the way out to North Pole, then simply go to the Toy Quest on College Road. I one time bought a book there, juvenile level again, all about the biography of Neil Armstrong, first man to walk on the moon. So there you go.
Well.
That's fantastic.
So, Randy, to put this in a perspective for you, Ivy was getting messages from her kids. So I knew kids and grandkids were listening. So I was trying to coax out from her what she got her grandkids for Christmas. But she's going to keep it a surprise for them. I'm not going to announce it to the world how wonderful of a grandmother she is with her presents. She's just going to make us all realize she's a wonderful grandmother. She's already got most of the presents done because she doesn't dilly-daddle around. Is that about right?
That's about right. I told David I don't procrastinate or try not to because it tends to increase my stress level. And so stress is one of those risk factors for a lot of problems, especially with heart disease. And so what stresses you out? What's your goal is to change your behavior to reduce those stressors. So one is don't procrastinate.
And change your behavior when you, like you said, you get on the scale every day. What did I do that made this happen? Reflect upon the last 24 to 48 hours. What did I do to make this happen? And how can I alleviate that? About right?
Yep.
Well, we got about a minute left. Sent you a whole new list of items made up for you by someone else.
All right. Fantastic. I look forward to seeing it, Emily.
And you have a great Christmas.
Thanks.
You going to stay in town?
Yes. I'm going to Hawaii in January, though, for my retirement. I keep saying graduation because my patients, after 3 months, they would graduate. I say, I'm going to graduate. No, I mean, not graduate. I'm retiring. So we're going to do a little R&R in Hawaii in January for my retirement.
Where are you going?
The Oahu and Maui.
Oh, good for you. Where are you going to be at in Oahu?
I don't remember where exactly we're staying. We haven't spent much time there. I've got family in Maui, so we're going to be in it. We'll be having timeshare both places. But then I told my sister-in-law in Maui, I said, okay, I want you to treat me like a local, like you did my granddaughter. My granddaughter went and visited. She took them fishing. She took them all over the place. I said, I want to go fishing. I want to do all the local stuff with you.
Fairbanks, that is our show. Ms. Hollerich, thank you very much for the time you spent doing the research on this. Really appreciate it. You have a great Christmas, Fairbanks. I will see you tomorrow with the Laundry House Gang.